This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
لكل شيء إذا ما تم نقصان فلا يغرى بطيب العيش إنسان هي الأمور كما شهدتها دول من سره زمن سأت أزمان وهذه الدار لا تبقي على أحد ولا يدوم على حل لها شان.
بسم الله الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله وعلى آله وصحبه ومن والاه ما بعد. On the very page in Surah Al-Baqarah that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala commands us to fast the month of Ramadan, and within those very context of verses, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَإِذَا سَأَلَكَ عِبَادِي عَنِّي فَإِنِّي قَرِيبٌ. If my servants ask you about me, then tell them, I am qareeb, I am ever near to them. This is the only time in the Quran that Allah azza wa jal uses al-qareeb, and it is one of his names. فَإِنِّي قَرِيبٌ, I am the one who is the closest to them. And then Allah switches from the third person to the first person, and he speaks to us directly. أُجِيبُ دَعْوَةَ الدَّاعِ إِذَا دَعَانِ, I respond to the dua of the one who makes dua when he makes dua. Three times the noun and adjective occurs. Three times, أُجِيبُ دَعْوَةَ الدَّاعِ إِذَا دَعَانِ. Three times Allah Azza wa Jal mentions in the context of Ramadan and in the context of the siyam of Ramadan that I am ever close to the believer. And I call out and I respond to the call of the one who calls me when he calls me. أُجِيبُ دَعْوَةَ الدَّاعِ إِذَا دَعَانِ فَلْيَسْتَجِيبُوا لِي وَلْيُؤْمِنُوا بِي لَعَلَّهُمْ يَرْشُدُونَ. Let them respond to my call and let them believe in me if they wish to be guided. Dua, dear brothers and sisters, dua. And what will make us understand the beauty of dua? Dua is the universal act of worship that every single faith and civilization cherishes. This is a universal act. Whether you are Hindu, Buddhist, Christian, dua is done. Because it is the most universal. Not every civilization and religion prays the way we do. Not every civilization fasts. But the one action that is comprehensive across the globe is the action of beseeching the one you believe in to be a God. Because there is no action that better symbolizes the relationship between the Creator and the created than the act of invoking, the act of begging, the act of asking. Even Iblis had to make dua to Allah. Even Shaytan had to turn to Allah and say, oh Allah, allow me to live until the day of judgment. Every single created entity must at some point in life, even if they're agnostic or atheist, sometimes their fitrah comes out and they say, oh God, save me, oh God, help me. And because dua is so universal, and because dua is so common across the globe, our religion has come and given us laws and etiquettes and manners. And we cannot go over all of those tonight. But I want to encourage all of us. I want to encourage all of us to utilize dua constantly, frequently, regularly. Dua is one of the most undervalued and underappreciated actions that Allah loves. Many times, unfortunately, we only make dua when we're in trouble. We only make dua at times of stress, at times of grief. And that's not the reality of our faith. In fact, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala describes those who reject Him as only remembering Him at times of crises. That's not the way we are. We make dua morning and evening, in the good times and the bad times, when we're healthy and when we're sick. We make dua constantly. Our Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, there is no action of worship that is more blessed than dua. In another hadith, there is nothing more noble than dua. In a third hadith, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, he who does not make dua, Allah gets angry at him. One of our poets versified, the creation, the more you ask them, the more irritated they get. I mean, how many times can you do a favor to your friend? How many times if your friend asks you for money, for a ride, before you get tired? Yet it is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the more you ask Him, the more beloved you become. Why? Because when you raise your hands to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you open your heart to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you call out to Him for all of your needs, you are testifying automatically, inherently, without even saying anything, you are affirming, Ya Rabb, not only do you exist, but you are the one who hears. You are the one who sees. You are the one who knows. Ya Rabb, I'm calling out to you because you are ala kulli shay'in qadir. That's why I'm reaching out to you. Ya Rabb, you are my creator. If you don't give me, then who else will give me? Your mere act of raising your hand, the mere act of beseeching, it automatically includes in it the essence of tawheed, the essence of servitude, which is ubudiyyah. You wouldn't be calling dua unless you believed in all of these things. So when you call out to Allah, you demonstrate the reality of La ilaha illallah. You show Allah that, Ya Rabb, I am the makhluq, you are the khaliq. Ya Rabb, I am the marbub, you are the Rabb. Ya Rabb, I have no power. Wala hawla wala quwwata illa bik. And that is why dua is the essence of worship. In a hadith in Tirmidhi, our Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "Ad-du'a mukhul ibadah." Mukh here doesn't mean brain. Mukh here means the backbone. Dua is the backbone. It is the essence of worship. He who worships Allah will automatically make dua to Allah. It is only the one who has not perfected worship who doesn't make dua constantly. Dua should be a regular routine of our day and our night. We should ask Allah constantly and frequently. And in fact, our Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said that there is no believer whoever asks Allah Azza wa Jal, there is no believer who asks Allah for anything that is good and pure, meaning obviously not haram or something, except that Allah Azza wa Jal will respond, will answer. We're going to come back to what this means, respond and answer. But every single time we ask, because Allah is so perfect, and because Allah is the Kareem and the Rabb, every time we ask, as long as it is halal, obviously, if we ask for haram, then we are insulting Allah. If we ask for something unethical, immoral, illegal, this is obviously very evil. But anyone who asks Allah for any haram, you want a good job, ask Allah. You want a pious spouse, ask Allah Azza wa Jal. You want children, ask Allah. You want maghfirah, ask Allah. Everything in this world and the next that is pure, you should be asking Allah. Our Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, any believer, no conditions, who asks Allah anything that is pure, the only condition has to be halal, something that is pure, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will respond, will istijaba. We'll explain what that means in a while. One of the sahaba was amazed, like he's trying to verify, did he hear correctly? Ya Rasulullah, is that the case? If what you are saying is true, we will ask Allah for anything and everything. I mean, think about it. If somebody came to you and said, whatever you ask, Bill Gates or whoever it might be. Okay, well, after the divorce, I don't know what's going to happen to him. But anyway, you get my point. Somebody of that stature who has this dunya, a partial portion, much more than us, but still it is more than us. And somebody says, whatever you want, blank check. You're going to say, oh, give me this, give me that. You can afford all of this. How about the Khaliq of the Samawat and Al? How about the Rabb? How about the Rabbul Arsh? How about the one who has the kunuz or the treasures of everything? And Allah, the Prophet is saying, go ahead and ask. He will give you. He will respond. One of the Sahaba is making sure. Am I sure I heard this right? Did I understand you, Ya Rasulullah? Are you sure, Ya Rasulullah? Because if what you are saying is true, then we will ask, and we will ask, and we will ask. The Arabic is, إِذَن نَسْتَكْثِرْ. We're going to ask a lot. Are you sure, Ya Rasulullah? And our Prophet ﷺ smiled, and he said, Allahu Akthar. Allah is much more than anything you can ask for. How weak we are. How infinitesimally puny is our mind that we actually think that we can ask Allah to such an extent that we will somehow diminish or harm the creation and the khazain of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Our Prophet said in the hadith that if all of the creation, the first of them and the last of them, the men of them and the women of them, the jinn of them, the ins of them, if they were all to be gathered at one place and they ask Allah their heart's desires, and they asked and they asked, and Allah gave every one of them everything they desired, it would not diminish the kingdom and dominion of Allah, except like one of you dips his hand in the ocean and takes it out and thinks that the ocean has been diminished. This is Allah we are dealing with. This is the Khaliq and the Rabb. This is the Malikul Mulk. Do you think that you and your limited imagination will somehow impact the generosity of Allah? Allah is the Kareem and the Razzaq, and He will give and give and give because that is who He is. It is our job to ask Him. Idhan nastakthir, Allahu akthar. Allah is more than anything and everything. We should make dua a daily and regular routine. We should ask Allah for our small needs and our large needs. We should ask Allah for our private needs and our public needs. We should ask Allah the good of this world and the good of this next. And every time we ask, Allah will give. Now, what does it mean, Allah will give? When our Prophet ﷺ said that the istijaba will come, this is where unfortunately a lot of times we don't understand. Yes, you want a good job, you want to work in a particular company, you want $1 million, you have the full right to raise your hands and say, Ya Allah, I want $1 million in a halal manner. Everything has to be halal of this dunya. Ya Allah, give me a job in that company, I want that job, I'm applied for it, give it to me. You make dua, you make dua, you make dua, you didn't get $1 million, or you didn't get that job. Guess what? Your dua has been responded to as long as you did it correctly. Doing it correctly is a longer topic. You have ikhlas, you have tawakkul, you have yaqeen, you have husn al-dhan with Allah Azza wa Jal, your rizq is halal, you're asking what is good. Well, these are all conditions that are there. Your dua has been responded. What does it mean responded? In another hadith we learn, what does it mean response? Listen to this and memorize it. Anytime a Muslim asks Allah for something, one of three things happens. As long as you ask what is halal in a halal manner, as long as you do your job, one of three things will happen. Either Allah will give you what you ask for. You want that job? Maybe you'll get it. Or Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will divert an evil that had been destined, but because He didn't give you what you wanted, this is a consolation prize which is just as good for you. He'll divert an evil that was otherwise written for you. Or else He will give you reward on the Day of Judgment simply for having asked Him. Subhanallah. Can you imagine? Can you imagine? Simply for asking Allah, you will get ajr on the Day of Judgment. All of us, when we're making dua for this dunya, something specific, and we don't get it, well, you got something. And what you got is better for you. You might not know, but that job isn't for your best interest. You might not know, but if you got $1 million, it would corrupt you. So to say, you, Allah is not giving you specifically what you wanted. Allah is not giving you specifics, yet still Allah will give. Why? Because you asked Allah. Allah is the Kareem, and Allah is the Mannan, and Allah is the Razzaq. So we make dua to Allah Azza wa Jal from the depths of our heart. And that is one of the main conditions of dua, that we ask with our qalb, we ask internally, we ask Allah Azza wa Jal sincerely. Ud'u Rabbakum tadarru'an wa khufya. Make dua to Allah Azza wa Jal with humility and speaking to Allah in a soft voice. That's of the etiquette of dua. We don't shout our dua when we're private, and neither do we mention it in our heads. We whisper to Allah in a gentle voice because Allah is Sami' and Qareeb. And we ask Allah with tadarru'. Tadarru' means with humility and ikhlas. Our Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, ask Allah and you are certain that Allah will give you what you want. That is our spiritual state of mind. Ud'u Allah wa antum muqinoon bil ijaba. We have husn al-dhan. We have positive thoughts of Allah. How can Allah not give us when He is the one who gives and He is the one who is Kareem? We ask Allah with a positive attitude, and Allah will give. As I said, it is guaranteed. Why would it not be guaranteed when our Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, hadith is in Abu Dawood, our Prophet ﷺ said, Inna Allah hayyun kareem. Allah is hayy. Hayy is not Hayy. Al-Hayy al-Qayyum, that's something else. Hayy, it's two ya's with the shadda, with the kasra on the first one. Al-Hayy means the one who has shyness. This is one of the names of Allah, Al-Hayy. You know when our car stops at the parking light or at the traffic light and somebody comes and knocks on our window, elderly lady, a veteran comes and knocks on our window. Even if we don't have something, we feel embarrassed, we feel shy. And we just like, maybe next time, we can't just ignore, we have a heart, right? It's something that we feel a sense of haya. Allah Azza wa Jal has infinitely more haya. Our Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "Inna Allaha Hayyun Kareem." Allah is Hayy, the one who has that bashful shyness, and Kareem, the ever generous. Yastahyi min 'abdihi. He is too embarrassed of his own servant when his servant raises his hands up to him that he allows those hands to come back down empty without having put something in them. This is Allah Azza wa Jal. How can Allah not give you when you raise your hands and you say, "Ya Rabb, ya Razzaq, Ya Fatir as-samawati wal-ard." I'm asking you because only you can give. Only you are Samir. Only you are Basir. Ya Rab, I'm a believer in you. I say La ilaha illallah and I'm manifesting ibadah. Ya Rab, I want you to give me this because if you don't give it to me, I will never get it. So we make dua and we make dua constantly and we make dua regularly and we make dua for the good of this world and the good of the next world. And that's a very important point, by the way. Many of us, our dua is concentrated on this dunya, and that's a mistake. We ask Allah of this dunya, but the emphasis should be of the next. And when we ask Allah of the next, that is guaranteed if we are sincere. If we are sincere, maghfirah is guaranteed. That's what tawbah is. What is tawbah except dua al-istighfar? What is tawbah? What is repentance except you raise your hands and you say, "Ya Rab, I made a mistake, forgive me." It is a dua and Allah will answer it. So we ask Allah the good of this world and the good of the next world. And we ask Allah Azza wa Jal for anything that we desire. And when we ask Allah in that manner, then He shall give unto us. Our mother Aisha radiallahu anha said, "Ask Allah and don't be embarrassed. So much so, if your shoelace breaks, your shoestring breaks, make dua to Allah that He gives you a new shoelace. Because wallahi, if Allah has not willed you get a shoelace, you will not be getting that shoelace." Don't be embarrassed. It is Allah you're asking. So ask Allah the good of this world and the good of the next world. And ask Allah with the heart that is attentive, with a mind that is focused, with a soul that is submissive. And if you do so, then you are guaranteed with an ijabah. And inshallah, another day we'll talk about some of the etiquettes of dua. But especially on this night of Laylatul Qadr, especially on this 27th night, ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala from the depths of your heart and ask Allah for every good of this world and the next. And open up your hearts to Allah, because this is our private conversation with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Dua opens up a new window of worship. We are communicating with the Lord of the heavens and earth. It is our closest that we can be, and especially in sajda, in these long sajdas, make lots of dua. Our Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, "The closest that any of you are to your Lord are when you are in sajda." So increase your duas, because it is very likely that you will be responded to. So make dua and make lots of dua, and we ask Allah Azza wa Jal to accept our dua. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. روحا وريحانا بقولك كون